bloggers, and welcome to module 11. So in this module, we're going to do some cleaning up. I know. Facebook ads was a lot, wasn't it? And you're probably thinking, holy crap, how are you going to handle all of this? No worries, I'm going to tell you. Most successful business owners don't really do it by themselves. They have assistants. They have VAs, virtual assistants. And you can find virtual assistants nearly anywhere. For me personally, I like using virtual assistants and interns because one, interns really do work for credit. So it's less money I have to spend, but then I'll use a VA to do things that I know an intern probably isn't capable of. So what would you use a VA for? Well, think about the tasks that you don't like doing, or maybe the tasks you do like doing, but it just takes up so much time. I provided a worksheet that's going to help you go through some of the things that you think you can always hand off to a VA. This is super important to do, simply because you don't want to give a task to a virtual assistant that you don't think they can handle. So it might be helpful if you write down every single thing you have to do in order to become a successful business owner, and see if there are things that you wouldn't mind handing over to an assistant. Typically, these are things that don't really require you to oversee or approve of. So for example, I use my intern right now to manage my social media account. I love social media for my personal use. However, it's just something that's so time consuming and I need to reclaim my time to live the lifestyle that I want. So just do some assessment, some personal assessment, and see what you're willing to just give over. The second thing we're going to dive into is repurposing your content. You can do so much things with just one blog post, or you can do so many things with just one video. In this workbook, I'm going to help you understand exactly what you can do with the content you already have and how you can recycle it. Do not reinvent the wheel. It's so not necessary. You literally already have everything you need in order to make your blog lucrative and in order to supply yourself with unlimited amounts of content. Let's say you do have a blog post. Why not transcribe it? Why not make it into an audio training that you can either sell or give away or even put on your blog? For me, I have audio trainings in my email sequence that I like to send out from time to time. I do this once or twice a quarter, so every 4 months or so. But I think it's something I'm going to start doing more often. But you can use services like Odesk to transcribe some of your blog posts into trainings. Or maybe you can also create an ebook. The ebook that I have for sale now is a compilation of some of the posts that I've put out. The ebook contains blog ideals, and I've spoken about these blog ideals many times within my own blog. So I don't see anyone saying, hey, you're reusing your content. Those are just some of the ideals you can do to repurpose your content. We want to make this super easy for you because as you're creating this income, you don't want to work harder, you want to work smarter. So why not just use the content you have to create more, right? Well, that's it for this module. I want you to at least repurpose 3 of your already made blog posts or contents that are doing really well. Remember, you can use Google Analytics to assess that and repurpose them. Do it. Do it before you move on. And if you can't do it while you're moving on, because this is going to be a time saver. All right, guys, I want you to live lavishly and brilliantly. I'll see you next time.